The Minnesota Twins are going to be without second baseman Jorge Polanco to start the season, and possibly longer than that. So what does that mean for the Twins, both in the near and medium term? We're going to tackle that in a new feature called Locked On Twins Shorts, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. And that starts right now.
You are Locked On Twins. Your daily Minnesota Twins podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
And hello again. We are back for some Locked On Twins action. This is a new feature called Locked On Twins Shorts, and hopefully it will allow us to get some more FaceTime here to talk about your Minnesota Twins before we get into the keystone, the second base dilemma that the Twins are facing. Let's talk about Game Time. If you use the code LOCKEDONMLB on your Game Time app, you can get $20 off your first order. That's sports games, theater, concerts. It's not strictly just ball games, but of course, if you're a sports fan watching this like you are, that's probably where you'll want to use it. But again, download that app, and the first order that you get, $20 off. Now, today's episode is also brought to you by FanDuel, FanDuel.com/LockedOn. Get there, do your betting, parlays, all kinds of fun stuff, whether you're NBA, NHL, March Madness is coming down the home stage here, and we're going to have an NCAA champion here within the next few days. That Final Four is going to be crazy. It's going to be a lot of teams that nobody expected. So again, go to FanDuel.com/LockedOn and make every moment more. So we're coming at you here for just a few minutes, Locked On Twins Shorts, to talk about how the Twins are going to handle second base. And we all know Jorge Polanco is not going to open the season on the active roster. And as disappointing as that is, the Twins maybe didn't prepare for this scenario specifically, in the sense that Jorge Polanco might not be ready, but it was no coincidence that they went out and got Kyle Farmer, Donovan Solano. They have Nick Gordon in tow. They needed to be prepared for this. That depth is just going to be challenged right away. Now, when we think about how long Polanco is going to be out, naturally, you're going to have your optimists and your pessimists. The optimists are going to say, you know, it's inflammation, it's tendonitis, hopefully won't last that long. But I think the pessimists are going to look at it as, you know, this is a lingering thing. It's not a new injury. And so how can you feel good about it, any timeline, let alone a short timeline? And Polanco is a big part of this offense. You know, a healthy Jorge Polanco would hit anywhere from leadoff to cleanup in any given day in Rocco Baldelli's lineup. So it is a big loss, but what I think the plan is in the near term, like, let's start with opening day, which is just a few days away. Very exciting. It's important to start against righties, and I really have no qualms with that. Gordon played well enough last year. He deserves a longer look. It's going to be a good way to get him in the lineup on a regular basis, see if he can start off hot so that when things are a little more stable at second base, he's ready to play wherever else places open up. I think you could see Kyle Farmer or Solano in there against lefties. Obviously, Farmer's going to play some third base, maybe a little short. Solano can play some first base. There'll be enough plate appearances to go around. But I think Nick Gordon is going to be the guy at second base for the short term. Now, if this becomes more of a medium term thing, the question becomes, you know, if Nick Gordon is needed to fill depth elsewhere, how soon do you turn to someone like Edouard Julien to take that spot? Or do you at all? Because the bat is obviously capable. Maybe not in the sense that he could hit the ground running and be just a great player right away, but he's going to be a bat first player. The bat is going to carry him wherever he goes once he starts as a big leaguer. Now, will that be at first base, DH, or second base? You know, obviously the defense isn't there yet. That hasn't always been a deal breaker for the Twins. They had Luis Arraez at second base for a while, and obviously that wasn't his primary calling card defense. It was obviously going to be the bat. Julien's a different kind of player. He's going to drive the ball a little more. little more of an eye at the plate in terms of on-base percentage. Not going to make as much contact. But again, another bat-first type player. I think if the absence for Polanco stretches into, let's say, May, which, again, you know, knock on wood, that doesn't happen, that's when it starts becoming more of a what do we in this case, what do the Twins plan to do to maintain their depth while also giving some young guys a shot. So I like the idea of Nick Gordon getting that shot. Also, too, again, that depth is going to come in clutch because Solano could very obviously play second base. Kyle Farmer, again, against lefties, great career numbers. So a platoon of Nick Gordon and Kyle Farmer won't kill you there. Solano mixing and matching, whatever. But I think I speak for a lot of Twins types when I say I do kind of want to see what Edouard Julien can do at second base. I guess what I'm also wondering, though, is should we be bracing for an extended absence? Because that ramp-up process for Polanco, who hasn't played this spring, it's not going to be a short one. I think the fact that even if the injury is just a short, let's say, two-week spell, he's still going to need time on a rehab stint to get things going. You know, spring training is long. In some respects, players say it's too long. But my question is then, how long does he need to ramp up? And so I think that while the Twins have Julien in minor league camp down at AAA, that may not be for long. I think there's a possibility that, you know, with some wheels in motion, that could be the medium-term solution. And I think this is a problem that may require a medium-term solution. So, again, hoping that Polanco's injury is not a medium-term thing or longer. But at the same time, I think we have to be realistic with the fact that he hasn't had any spring training. He has an injury that is not brand new. It is only inflammation or tendonitis, rather. So it's not something where you're like, oh, they're going to cut him open and he's going to miss the whole season like a Rhys Hoskins with the Phillies. But at the same time, like, where is the proof that there's any growth in his healing process? And I don't think we've seen any of that. So, again, I think we're going to see a lot of Nick Gordon early. I haven't broken down the schedule to know exactly how many lefties they'll face in the early going. But it wouldn't shock me if Julien hits the ground running at AAA that, you know, he could be in their plan sooner rather than later. And it might come down to him catching the ball too, which has not been his strong suit this spring. So, you know what? I think we're going to see, like I said, a lot of Nick Gordon. Who knows about Edouard Julien? But I just wanted to shout at you guys quick with a Locked On Twins short here. I'm going to try to do some of these a little more often, more bite-sized, digestible things. But, yeah, if you're hanging out here, go to Game Time app. Again, you can use it to get last-minute tickets, lowest price on concert, sports, theater, and use the promo code LOCKEDONMLB, all caps, one word. Or you can use FanDuel. Again, make every moment more. Don't miss a chance to get your first bet. Is a no-sweat first bet, up to $1,000 in bonus play if you use the promo code LOCKEDON. So FanDuel.com/LockedOn. This is Brandon Warren signing off saying thank you so much for checking out Locked On Twins Shorts, and we'll talk to you again real soon.